It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's the radio segment that's waiting to match with Elon Musk on his new dating site, Plenty of Musk.
Plenty of Musk.
It's
COVID Sanity.
Oh, would that be real?
If you haven't heard this before, COVID Sanity is where we talk about some of the funniest and strangest news stories going on during the pandemic. Like this one, we did a segment recently called Hot Vax Summer.
Which refers
to all the vaccinated singles who are going to be partying and dating harder than ever coming out of the pandemic.
And by dating, you just mean hooking up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Oh, yeah. No relationships.
Yeah, right.
But the dating sites are trying to hop on the trend and brand the summer with their own unique names.
Oh, like Hot Bumble Summer.
Well, the two most popular ones.
Better than that.
No, the two most popular ones right now are, instead of the Roaring Twenties, the Whoring Twenties.
Oh, I've heard that, and I like it.
Awesome.
And the other big one is SS, which stands for Slutty Summer.
Ah.
Okay.
Every summer.
I like how we're being very direct this year.
Yeah.
You know, I appreciate that. There's a lot of honesty.
Just sex.
Yeah.
One woman who runs an Instagram dating account says, quote, "Everyone's getting vaccinated, everyone's horny, and everyone's sick of virtual dating. This summer's all about getting it on."
Okay.
Yeah, I'll totally focus.
Okay, don't start now, please.
Yeah. All right, you hornball.
If you're one of those people thinking about putting yourself out there this summer, you should know this stat. 64% of adults say they want to look their best when the pandemic finally ends. And the majority of people believe that it's going to happen before this year is over.
Yeah, it always happens before you're prepared.
Yeah.
You know, like when you're supposed to look your hottest, you're like, oh, I was supposed to work on that 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Exactly. So put down the Monte Cristo sandwich, pick up the shake. Wait, we're running out of time.
I like that Monte Cristo.
No, and you said shake. I thought a milkshake.
Yeah.
No. Okay, you can finish the Monte Cristo.
Thank you.
What else is going on as we start to wind down this pandemic? Have you ever had physical contact, like a hug or a handshake with someone during the outbreak to be polite? But you didn't really want to do it?
Yeah. I remember there was one point where seeing someone, they went in for a hug, and I was just like, oh, we're hugging? Okay. And it was like a quick hug, but I remember thinking, ooh, we probably should have just done like a fist bump or like
I hugged a girlfriend once when I was drunk, and I loved it. Loved every second of it.
Yeah. It's naughty, though.
Yeah. My husband still remembers the moment. He goes, that really freaked me out.
Yeah.
They almost called the police.
43% of people say yes, they have been put in that position where someone tried to hug or give them a handshake. And interestingly enough, all 43% of those people have been hit up by Jose on Snapchat.
Yeah, there it is. Stats are real, man.
Hey, we don't do handshakes. Yeah. I do mouth shakes.
Yeah. Hey, I heard you're down to hug. Please. Apparently, more people are booking cruises now than they did before the pandemic.
Wait, wow, really?
People want to get on cruise ships now?
Yeah, according to a popular traveling website, cruise bookings are 40% higher than they were back in 2019.
Whoa. That's crazy.
They just, people miss buffets, Alexis. That's all it is.
Buffets and being like put in really close, cramped quarters together.
I guess so.
And in a separate press release, just to prove how good they feel about it, they're going to be removing all the sneeze guards from the cruise line buffets.
Up. You're a liar.
And everybody has to kiss the captain when they step on board. Those are the new cruise rules.
For some reason, the captain doesn't last very long. I don't know why.
We're doing another edition of
COVID Sanity.
Finding the not-so-serious stories happening during the outbreak. And a dozen people who traveled to India from foreign countries were caught for violating their quarantine recently. So how did police handle their punishment? They gave them the Bart Simpson treatment. And they had to write, "I did not follow the rules of lockdown, so I am sorry," 500 times on a chalkboard before they were allowed to leave the police station.
Chalkboard. Yeah, and it took them 2 years to find a chalkboard.
Terrible. Yeah.
And this might be probably the weirdest product shortage of the COVID era. But because of supply chain issues caused by the pandemic, there's 90% less garden gnomes than last year.
What?
There's a shortage of garden gnomes.
I thought ketchup was going to be our all-time weird thing that we were low on.
No.
Garden, like, people are looking for these actively?
And can't find them. One employee at a gardening center said, quote, We sold out of gnomes 6 months ago, and I haven't seen one since. Oh. We're getting worried.
We're getting worried.
Some garden associations are starting a gnome buyback program where you can bring in your used lawn gnome, and they'll buy it back from you because there's such a high demand for them right
now.
I'm going to go steal my neighbor's and sell it.
Meanwhile, Budweiser announced if you upload a selfie with your vaccination sticker to abeeronbud.com, then they'll send you a $5 virtual debit card that you can use to buy yourself a beer.
Hey, there you go.
I literally just read a report from a scientist who's like, the only way we're going to get everybody vaccinated is either if we pay them or we give them free beer.
Yeah,
and
seriously?
And it'll work.
I'm down. Miller Lite, on the other hand, is not giving out free beer if you get vaccinated.
Uh-oh, what are they giving out?
But they did make a line of shirts with one sleeve missing that you can wear to go get your shot.
That's pretty funny.
And the shirts say, almost Miller time.
Yeah, I like it.
Those cost $10, and proceeds go to the National Bartenders Guild.
Oh, that's awesome.
I love that stuff.
That's so cool.
And last but not least, one international event says, they're still a go for this year. It's too big for them to cancel it. Too popular amongst the public. Whoa. It's a festival in India to celebrate Lunar New Year, where thousands of people gather together and throw cow dung at each other.
No.
And it cannot be canceled.
They cannot cancel it.
Yeah, they like, want to do that.
This
things
poo
are not
is
good
not
in
gonna
India
fling itself.
Right now.
No.
What?
No.
There's a lot of recovery still that needs to happen before we're throwing cow dung here and there, okay?
I also hope masks are required at the cow dung.
Yeah, I hope they were always required at the cow dung festival.
That was Covinsanity. Your feel-good stories coming out of the outbreak. Will it be the last Covinsanity ever?
Oh, I hope so, and I hope not.
I know, both. Mixed feelings.
We got your phone tap coming up right after this.